time now for your comments. And we got lots of mail about yesterday's review of a new CD box set.
You might think that as a loyal listener, you've heard all of NPR's funded credits. You would be wrong. The collection includes an entire disc of rarities and outtakes.
Support for NPR comes from A La Neutral, encouraging apolitical thinking on public policy through indifference.
Love that collected underwriting credits of NPR CD collection, writes Carolyn D'Esposito of East Orange, New Jersey. That's my Christmas shopping done.
Adam Cole of Atlanta, Georgia was even more excited. He's been recording our funders for years. Cole writes, "Some of mine are less than perfect due to static. I think I have the largest collection of bootleg promotional spots in the world." And he goes on, "Please let your listeners know that they can contact me if they want any that are missing."
Several of you, including Brendan Weyrung of Royal Oak, Michigan, expressed great interest in another CD release mentioned in Tom Moon's review. Weyrung writes, "Daniel Shore, the Dutch years might remedy a wrong the public has had to endure for more than half a century."
Well, not everyone enjoyed our review. Many of you felt we'd come up pathetically short, including Daniel O'Neill of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He writes, "The April Fool's bit was pretty lame. There's a reason why you write for NPR instead of The Daily Show."
"Please, you are not The Onion," says Patrick Kinsfather of Chicago.
"Weak," writes Andrew Raymond of Roanoke, Virginia.
"Sad," says Jason Carey of Oakland, California.
Rick Levin of Canton, Massachusetts was more thoughtful in his criticism. He writes, "Frankly, just plain dumb."
And Levin continues, "I've been an NPR junkie for over 30 years and always wait for your April Fool's story. Lerpaloof, belly button removal, and Arizona being sold to Mexico were wonderful. Each took me a few minutes to be sure it was okay to laugh. This year, not so much."
Actually, Rick, Canada bought Arizona and installed Bruce Babbitt as governor general. I covered that story.
Well, we do enjoy hearing from you. Send your comments to npr.org and click on Contact Us. No fooling.